Right, let's pray and we'll go ahead and get started. Father Yah, we come to you and first of all acknowledge you as the source of all things, and we bless you for having an opportunity to present ourselves to you in order to get an understanding of your word. We thank you for all the wonderful things that you are doing with us as a ministry, even we, each one of us, on an individual basis. And we bless you for all that you do. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. All right. I want to share with you guys on what happened with me today. But at the same time, I want to remind y'all of some things. I told you guys I had asked y'all a question on last week right before service concerning the concerning our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, you know, Moses. I call all of them our fathers, our patriarchs. And the question that I asked was, why are these things not happening today? And when I asked the question, I was like, okay, you know, these are things that, you know, our fathers were able to do. And I'm like, what is it that was going on with them and caused them to be able to operate the way that they did? And why is it that we can't operate that way now? And so what I had mentioned is that Yah, you know, even though I asked the question, you know, I was looking for, you know, my mind said, well, I'm going to ask this question, then I'm going to sit back and wait on the answer, whether that's a rebuke or you know, whatever. I'm just going to wait on him to answer concerning this. And what, you know, what I said is that, you know, y'all do me like I do y'all sometime. I will ask y'all a question. And a lot of time when I do it in a specific way, sometimes y'all be kind of hesitant about answering that question because, you know, you kind of feel like I'm setting you up in some ways. And sometimes I do, you know, I do that. But it's like a challenge to, because I want all of you to understand or walk in understanding at the highest degree. And so from doing you guys like that, I asked the question, and this is what I said on last week, I asked the question, but at the same time, Yah led me to ask the question because he was setting me up, so to speak. Now, when he gave the answer, he was like, in a nutshell, you are the answer to the question. And I was like, okay, I hear what you're saying, but I'm trying to wrap my mind around what you're saying, that you are the answer to the question. And so he was like, okay, the question that you asked, you're going to answer that question. You are the answer by which the question, you know, the question that you asked. And so, then, you know, he went on to say that these things was going to manifest. I think I even shared it with y'all that these things were going to manifest more and more to confirm that. And so, You know, today I was up at the building, you know, finalizing things as far as the water was concerned. And, you know, all the water is out of there. But I had decided to put some gas in the generator that was there, just so that the guys would have some gas when they came back to continue on some work that they're doing up there. And so, as I was pouring that gas in the generator, you know, it was obviously, you know, it was dark night and I had the flashlight, so I was holding the flashlight and then I was pouring the stuff too at the same time. And but from doing that, some kind of way a spark happened, and when it did, the generator, or it was like it exploded, and when it did, it completely consumed me. Because now that I think about it, y'all just took me back and was just showing me I was completely consumed in the in the fire, and so so much so that I tried to. You know, I tried to take my shirt and stuff off it because I could tell that I was burning and stuff like that. And so, but I didn't take my shirt or anything. You know, I didn't take the shirt off and stuff like that. And so, the generator was burning about 12 feet high inside the building. And so, you know, one thing, matter of fact, I had on my glasses. I don't know where they at. They somewhere. So as it's burning, and then y'all said it to me, I'll explain it to you later, but as it's burning, I had it chained down, so I you know, did a combination and then eventually pulled it outside in the pit area where we normally would pump water out when we don't go inside the building. And y'all said it to me, he said, now, I'm going to say what he said, but then from what he said, it fascinated me. So we fascinated each other, I'll put it that way. He said to me, he said, and he said this here not too long ago. He said I was fascinated how you didn't panic. And that was fascinating to me, for him to put that in there and then be fascinated by it. And it's hard to explain. He just said I was fascinated with the fact that you didn't panic and you kept your head although all that was going on, and well, it's just something he put in there. So I've always been that way. When stuff is crazy, that's when I'm most calm and different things like that. And so I wanted to remind you guys of what I said on Sunday, in order to give us the understanding that there are things that he has set aside for us specifically to be able to walk in, and so in order for us to walk in it, then it's like what he has said. You to answer to the question. So the mere fact that I'm sitting here having been completely consumed in fire and not have a mark, no nothing, you know, just, you know, little, don't have no eyebrows, you know, that's minimal. You know, don't have, well, not eyebrows, but eyelashes, they real short. You know, my beard not as long as it was. You know, it was a little bit longer down. It ain't as long as it was. And a little bit of my eyebrows still got a little, you know, so when you know, if you get a closer look, that ain't gray hair you see, and that's burnt hair. You know, it's burnt hair. But I said that for a reason. I shared that for a reason. You know, how many people have been in the same opportunity, or been in the same situation, I don't want to say opportunity, we've been in the same situations and, you know, and had, you know, third degree burns or whatever and you know, had to go through years of you know, doing some form of skin, you know, surgery and recovery and stuff like that. And once it was all said and done, you know, because rather it took me about 45 minutes to put that stuff out. You know, that's, I mean, because the generator was full of gas. And so, and I'm talking about, you know, when, you know, those of you who've been in that basement or had an opportunity to look, you know, that's pretty good ways up. But the blaze was so far high that it was coming up through that grill that was up there. So we're looking at about 12 feet or so. And that whole pit area was on fire. The whole thing, that's how big it was. The whole pit area was because gas was leaking. So the whole pit area was on fire. And I thought the fire department was going to come. It was just black smoke and it was high. Like I said, about 40 minutes or so. And I used a fire extinguisher, put it out, but it catch right back up because it's full of gas. And, you know, I kept throwing water, and finally it got to the point where I guess there's more water than gas in it, and it finally went out. And, but I didn't become awestruck until I got here at the house and you know, because my hair was charred, I had to cut it lower, you know, a little bit lower than what I normally do, so I had to cut it low. Because it's been charred, and like I said, my beard is not as long as it normally is. A goatee is not as long as it normally is, and stuff like that. But once I really just kind of thought about everything, it left it all because y'all took me back and allowed me to see what was happening and how it happened. Because I asked him, even when I was down there putting it out, I said, okay, y'all, because my mindset is always whatever's going on, I know y'all allowing this, okay? Everything is in y'all's hands, so I'm like, okay, y'all's allowing this. And so while I'm trying to put this out, I'm talking to him and I'm saying, okay, I need an understanding of why you allowed this, because you allowed this. I know how you deal with me and how you lead me from stuff, but you allowed this. And I'm like, okay. What do I need to understand from this? He said one word. He just said wisdom. But when he said wisdom, it's like my mindset has got to the point to where he speaks certain words, but it gives me the total picture of everything, and I'm starting to understand things like the patriarchs did from a perspective of y'all giving them a word and just allow them to see the big picture and the coming to one. He just said wisdom. That's all he says. Okay, y'all, why did this happen? He said wisdom. And when he said wisdom, I saw in a, I just said a split second. I saw in a split second how it happened, what happened, why it happened. I had a complete understanding of everything from him just saying wisdom. And then, like I said, you know, once I got here and you know, cut my hair and took a shower and all that, got all the burnt hair and all that, you know, as much as I could off of me. And that's when I got awestruck by the concept. I was like, okay, how many people have had a similar situation that happened to them and they can't sit here without a mark? You know, a physical mark. Everything that happened to me, you know, eyelashes can grow back and eyebrows can grow back and, you know, hair is fine, beard grow back, you know, and all that. Nothing whatsoever. Now, I'm saying this for a reason. And I don't know where he want to lead me in scripture. I'm just going to talk. And if he leads us in scripture, that's fine. The first thing that a person will normally do in those circumstances, and this is what I want to teach y'all how to do. The first thing a person normally would do and start trying to give the credit to the devil. That's the first thing we do. Whenever something bad happens, or what we consider bad, then the first thing we'll do is want to say, see that doggone devil. See, the devil sent the generator on fire. The devil tried to kill Pastor down in that basement. The devil tried to do this. The devil, I will not give him credit for nothing because I understand the kingdom. And from understanding the kingdom, I know that Yah is the source of all things. He's the source of all things. Him being the source of all things, there's nothing can happen without him being in total control of the circumstance. Even to the point to where the fire had completely consumed me, but yet the only thing I got out of it is a few burnt hairs here and there. Not a blemish spot nowhere else. Not even none that you can look. You can even tell that I've been in something like that. And that the blaze consumed me was 12 feet high up in the building. Because it's vitally important for us to understand that Yah has us in his hand no matter where we are and what circumstance we in. And it's something that he allowed to take place as a preparation for us to understand that no matter what you get into, I can deliver it out of your hand. Even to the point to where I told you Sunday that I was going to manifest the answer in your pastor, and then it ain't 3 days later, he's been there telling you he just walked through fire. He is the source. He is the one who allows things to happen and the one who prevents anything from happening. We are completely in his sovereign power, and he bring his will to pass whichever way he want to do. Even if he had to take and allow fire to completely consume me, burn my eyebrows, my goatee, my mustache, my eyelids, you know, eyelashes and all that kind of stuff, my hair, just so I can sit here and tell you that he got total control, then that's worth me being consumed in fire. If whatever can take place with me that will allow you to be encouraged enough to know Yah is for real and he'll do exactly what he said he's going to do, then burn up another generator. That's the case. Yah is in control. He is the sovereign Yah God in your life, and all we have to do is put our complete trust in him and allow him to lead and guide us in every way. And when things like that happen, we won't now start pointing the finger as an enemy who has no authority to do anything without Yah's permission. So my mindset is the gasoline was a tool, the generator was a tool, how everything happened was a tool, and it also gave me wisdom now where I've been sharing, because the other workers and stuff like that, I'm sharing with them saying, hey, listen, when the generator or any equipment is hot and you pouring gasoline in it, be careful, because if any of it hits the side of that hot machine, it can spark and cause a blow. Because that's what Yah showed me actually took place. He was like, as I was pouring it, because it was dark, I couldn't see gas leaking down the you know, leaking from the spout going down the gas can and hitting the engine. And cause a spark, and once it caused a spark, it jumped inside the gas can. I mean, not the gas can, inside the gas tank of the generator. And when you're talking about it, it's a big tank. Think about that, you know, it's a pretty wide tank. And as much gas as in it, we talking about an immediate boom, and it was, you know, it was out of hand, so to speak, from that point on. Like I said, it took me about 45 minutes to put it out. But my the most important thing I want us to understand is no matter what happens in any circumstance, Yah is always in control. He is the source by which everything happens. And whenever these things happen, whatever it may be, I don't know what it is. All of us have different experiences for whatever reason or another. Whatever it may be, instead of us looking to the enemy to glorify the enemy, look to Yah. Look to Yah. Look to Yah for the answer, because we know that He is the sovereign God that allows things to be or not to be. So whatever is going on, the best thing for us to do is to look up, so to speak. When we look up, okay, Yah, why is this happening? Right in the middle of why it's going on, fire blazing, inferno blazing. Why is this going on? Yah said, wisdom. Wisdom brings things to a full circle of understanding in order to bring His will to pass even more. We completely put our trust in Yah. Now, you got to hear what I'm really saying to you now. If I can be consumed with fire and not get a scratch, then what can He do with you? What is it? What would happen if all of us lean on Yah like the way we've been teaching about? What would happen if we put our total trust in Yah in every facet of our life? I don't care what it is, whether that's generating explosion in our faith, or whether that's believing Him for something better in life, whatever may be coming to your mind, where you might be saying, man, I can accomplish this if I just need a break somewhere, if I just, you know, this or that. What y'all is saying, if you just put your trust in me, and I guarantee you everything going on in your life, I'll bring it all to pass. Only if you put your complete trust in me. And I don't care how crazy it looks, always look for me. Now, how many, and this is just a question, then there's a specific scripture that I want to read. But let me just ask the question. How many of you have either heard or have experienced a situation yourself whereas the term or the credit was given to the devil? I mean, I've done it before in the past, but, you know, over the past 3 years, I've learned to understand and to give Yah glory for everything. But there was a time when every time something bad happened, I always looked for the end. Well, the devil busy. You know, devil's busy and these different things like that. And so, how many of you have been in circumstances where either you said it or heard somebody say it? Every time something's going on, people are always giving credit to the devil. Let me encourage you to change the perspective. You have to realize who you belong to, and that if it's going on, you have. I won't just say it like I heard it. If it's going on, you have a God in your life. There are other gods out there, but there's only one true God, true Yah. You know, I was talking last night. We was like, man, it makes a clear separation. You know, when we say Yah, you know, you say God, they can be talking about anything. When you say Yah, people stop and be like, what? Whoa, that kind of separates some stuff. That's why I specifically say Yah. And that's why I'm transitioning. As I write, I'm starting to bring people into understanding that Jesus is really Yahushua. So I'm bringing them into those transitions to understand some things. Because it's one thing to say God did it, but, you know, a whole bunch of folks can start clapping when you say God did it, because whatever God means to them, they can think it's that one. But when you say Yah did it, you know, that's what I'm saying. When you say Yah did it, oh, that separates everything now. Both kind of pause. Wait a minute. I know that these are the things that make Yah hear what I'm about to say. Hear what I'm about to say now. These are the things that make Yah perform His word in us. See, when we just say God did it, anybody can relate. But when you say Yah, it starts to bring a glory in the perspective of where it should be, because people say, okay, it ain't but one Yah. And when we start bringing and acknowledging Him by who He is and giving Him the credit for everything that's going on in our life, then now He can make the separation from the other God. You remember when I was saying, okay, it's time for you know, I'm at the stage where I'm saying, okay, if your God be God, then we're going to follow Him. Well, if my God is God, then we're going to follow Him. Now, let's see. We're in the days now where Yah is saying, I'm going to make a clear distinction of what's me and what's not me, but at the same time, I need for y'all to acknowledge me in a way to let the world know that there's a difference. There's a different God who's working for you than for them. See, a God can't deliver you out of fire. But Yah has done it more than once. He did it with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and He did it today with me. Yah can deliver from fire. He's shown Himself faithful in that area more than once. No other God can stand and make that claim. And so when these wonderful things, I'll call them wonderful things. So when these wonderful things happen to you, it is now time to make people understand that there is a difference in who you live for and who even Christianity is talking about. Trying to make clear distinction. Because Christian folk getting burned up in fire. But y'all people can walk through them. Every person that I know of that have acknowledged the one true Yah has walked through it, has went through circumstances, has gone through. But when we don't know who we are, and most importantly, we don't know who Yah is, then we'll start talking about God gonna take care of me. And hey, man, it's like playing Russian roulette. But when we realize that we belong to the supreme being, the Most High, the principle of all things that exist, when we realize that's who we belong to, watch all of us now become the answer. I'm standing here today declaring the same thing I declared to you this past Sunday. I am the answer. Now, all those who put their trust in the Yah that I put my trust in, then so will you be the answer. The proof is in the pudding. I'm here as a living testimony today, sharing with you and letting you know that your Yah is for real. So for real that circumstances may present itself that will cause you to have to go through fire, and He can bring you right through it unscathed. That's who you're living for. I'm telling you about Him because I got some experiences with Him, but at the same time, I'm encouraging you that you don't have to now look and say, well, there's just something special going on. No. He's the same Yah in all of our lives. All we have to do is put ourselves in position to trust Him and acknowledge Him for everything. Again, I remind you, He made a statement. He said, I was fascinated with your, you was calm. You didn't panic. He said, that fascinated me. That fascinated me that He said that fascinated Him. Because I'm saying, okay, you put it in here. I was like, oh, I put it in there, but it's just fascinating to see it working for a change. See, He's put something in each one of us but he hadn't had the opportunity to see what his work manifest, what he put in each one of us. So he's fascinated with the fact that he put something in each one of us, and then he seen come to pass what he put in each one of us. That's what his fascination was about. He said, I know it's there. I put it there. I made you that way. But it's just fascinating to see you walk in it. I'm just saying like you said, I finally got somebody that trusts me. I'm fascinated with that. What is my proof? What did our Savior say concerning We'll just go there. We'll start with that. Let me show you that this is biblical. Yah's fascination. Give me a minute. These are kind of lessons where I don't know where we're going. Okay. Matthew chapter 8. I'm going to confirm to you that Yah is fascinated with us. He put the things in us, and it's fascinating to him to see manifest what he put in us. Okay, now, Matthew chapter 8, we'll start at verse 5. Matthew 8, verse 5. It says, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion. He's a soldier. The centurion beseeching him and saying, Jehovah, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And, before I move on, you know, I like to give understanding. When you look at the palsy, it is, when you look at the Greek meaning of it, it's kind of like someone who is paralytic, some things that way, paralyzed, I believe. It says lytic, L-Y-T-I-C. And so that's what I'm taking it that it is. And I can run other scriptures, but I'm not going to do it for the sake of time. I just kind of try to give you a general idea what something is, so if you're sick of it. He had gotten to the point where he was just bedridden and kind of like paralyzed. That's what it gives me the impression of. And if anybody else can, you know, get information that's a little bit more clear, then that's fine. But that's what it gives the impression of me. That's what Paul is. Okay, and then it says, and Jesus, or Yehoshua, saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Jehovah, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Now, I know a servant is an Israelite. Okay. Were you trying to say something?
It's paralysis with involuntary tremors.
Okay, so you're confirmed. Paralysis with involuntary tremors. Okay, that's what the palsy is, okay? And so that's what was going on with this guy. Now notice there were times when people asked, specifically the woman, she asked Yehoshua to come and heal her daughter was sick. He didn't care. He was like, okay, I don't give that you know, I don't give that which is holy, I believe, unto dogs. That's what they call heathens and things like that. And so other nations didn't move him, but this centurion, his servant, was an Israelite. That's why Yehoshua immediately said, I'll go heal him, because that's what his mission was. He quoted Isaiah 61 when he went into the temple. Spirit of Yehovah is upon me, because he has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted and these different things like that. And so this is his servant is an Israelite, but that's not the important issue here that I want to discuss. The centurion, verse 8, the centurion answered and said, Yehovah, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. So this man understood the proper perspective as far as authority was concerned. He was not only someone who was over people, but he was someone who was under the authority of someone else. So he had a clear understanding of how order worked and how things is the things that you're about to hear him say. He had a clear understanding because he was told to do things, and then he had men that he would tell to do things. You know, and that's why I always make a statement. I say, you know what? A great leader can follow. Anytime you got somebody who always want to lead, they struggle with following, that's a terrible leader. Not even a leader at all. Someone who just wants a position. Great leaders know how to follow. That's why I make statements a lot of times when I say, okay, you know, anything I ask anybody to do, they can feel very comfortable doing it because I'll get it right in there and do it too. I'll pick up paper, I'll do whatever because a great leader know how to follow. The example I use when I put Mama Coach in charge of painting some things down at the facility in East Texas, you know, I was like, okay, I put you in charge of doing this, and I wasn't sitting here, you know, people coming to me saying, okay, well, what do you want us to do? I said, I don't know, you better go and ask Mama Coach what we supposed to be doing, because she in charge of this, and I'm following her. I don't know what to do. Don't paint that wall, and she said, don't paint that wall. She wants on this wall over here, get over this wall over here. Mama Coach, which wall you want me to start painting on? I ain't going over here trying to do my own thing, because I am a man of authority, but I understand authority, so I can come under authority. So each leader has to have that mindset where the mindset of leader, here we on leadership again, you know, that's one thing we've been dealing with, you know, and we are able. Anybody that's in the position of leadership has to understand that as a leader, you're not on top. You're at the bottom. You holding things up. So when a person says that they're leading the church or leading their household or being a leader in one facet or another, it doesn't mean that that individual is out in front of everybody. It means that that individual is the foundation by which everything is held up. Yehoshua Mashiach is our leader. What the Bible say about it? He's the foundation by which no man can live. That's been already laid. He is the foundation. There's no use trying to lay another foundation, because he is the foundation by which the structure is built upon. Every leader should have the same mindset. Great leaders know how to serve just as great as they are a leader. That is the greatness of a leader. A great leader can serve. And that's why our Savior made the statement. He said concerning leadership, he said, those that are servant of all is the greatest among anybody. Just paraphrasing my own words. He said, the greatest in the kingdom is those who serve most of all. So when we have a servant mentality, that establishes the greatness of our leadership. It doesn't mean that we sit around and point and have everybody to do stuff like Christianity has people thinking. Great leaders don't sit around and point. Great leaders are those who are willing to hold the thing up. That's why I get in the trenches with anybody. If it's time to dig a ditch, I dig the ditch. You have to make me get out of the ditch, because I believe in coming under a mission of whatever needs to be done. Okay? So this man has the same understanding as he's dealing with things. You know, that's why, you know, people get frustrated because I go up and do things, you know, at the building. You know, my girl was like, Dad, don't let you go up there. You know, he's fucking at me and stuff like that. You shouldn't be, I want my babies to understand that I do what I do because great leaders follow. Great leaders sit by example. I don't sit and point and have somebody go do it. I go do it. And whatever has the same oneness or meaning, able, whatever has the same meaning will have the same mindset. If the means are not there, I'd rather have one with means than 100, but everybody doing their own thing. I remember when we first started painting down in East Texas, there were people who came down there that had good intentions to help paint, but they didn't have the same means. And so people got paint and started going all over the place, started doing different walls. We had to say, hold up, wait a minute. I just stopped everybody, wait a minute. Mama Coco ain't better paint that doggone wall. What you paint that for? So you over here painting this one here. Everybody go ask, girl, which wall we need to be painting on so we can do this thing in the right perspective and get this thing done the way that it needs to be done. So that's the mindset that each one of us should have, and that's what, you know, what I'm trying to instill the understanding in my girls. Okay, you may be concerned about your daddy and going and doing some things. You don't have to be concerned, and you have to understand that your daddy will never stop because that's something that y'all put in him. And so I'm not the one to point and tell people what to go do. I believe in being an example and go do. It's just my mindset. It'll never change. People kick me out of stuff sometimes because I'm always trying to get in there and help do something. I'd be up at the building with the guys trying to help them do something. I'd be like, will you get out of here? I'd be like, okay, man, I'm just trying to help do something. We don't need your help. We got to get out of here. So I'll be like, okay, man, I don't mind helping, you know. And so this is with this guy, the centurion. He has the same mindset. Verse 8, it says, the centurion answered and said, Jehovah, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. That's not the verse. Verse 9. He said, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. Colon lets you know what happens to him as being under authority and what happens to his soldiers. He understands the complete process of being in position of authority and being in the position under authority. He said, for I am, verse 9, I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, colon. And I say to this man, go, which implies that somebody said to him, go. He said, I said to this man, go, and he cometh. And to another, come, and he cometh. I tell one to go, he go. I tell another one to come, he come. Come and he cometh, and to my servant do this, and he doeth this. So everything he's saying that he tell people to do, he's on the authority. He do the same thing. He does the same thing. Now verse 10, he says to our Savior in verse 8. He said, speak the word only, because he understood authority. You being a healer, you speak the word. And because of your authority, the word will go and heal my servant. You don't have to come physically to my house, but because you have the authority of the kingdom, this man understood a concept, but it opened up a understanding to the rest of them about the kingdom. I say you understood the kingdom, but this man understood a concept that meshes perfectly with the kingdom. He said, I tell a man to go, he go. I tell one to come, he come. I tell my servant to do it, and he do it. He said, so what you do, since you are a man of authority in the kingdom, he said, you don't have to go. Send the word to do the job. Send the word only, and my servant. You send word to my servant and tell him to be healed, and I know my servant will be healed because I understand you are a man who has that kind of authority. Once he says that, verse 10 said, when Yehoshua heard it, he marveled. Remember when I said, y'all, said, when y'all said concerning me, he said, you know what? I was fascinated with how you handled what was going on. That was a crazy circumstance. He said, but I was fascinated by the calmness that I put in you. I put it in you. It was fascinating to finally see what I put in somebody come out. Each one of us got something that Yah put in us. Yah's saying, fascinate me. I put something in each one of you that is so fascinating that it will blow the mind of this world if you allow it to manifest in you. He said, now fascinate me. I want to stand up and stick my chest out and say, boy, look at my baby work this thing here. Look at that nut that I put in that nut, walk through that fire, and don't panic, and deal with the circumstance. I'm fascinated with what my boy is doing. I put it in there, and I'm seeing it at work. That's what Jesus was. That's what our Savior Yehoshua was. He was fascinated. Look what he said when Yehoshua heard it, verse 10. He marveled. Now, when you look at the word marvel, it means he admired it. He wondered. Okay? He admired it and said to them that followed, to his disciples, verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not even in Israel. So I say this as I get ready to close. And if you got any comments or whatever, you know you're always welcome to do something. And God is wanting to do something fascinating. I changed that. Yah is wanting to see or be fascinated with the wonderful works that he's put in each one of us to make a difference or to draw a line in the sand that we've been talking about. The G-Ray series, all these other series that we've been talking about, we are able right now, we're dealing with all these series talking about being a different race. Not just Israel alone. We know that we're Israel by bloodline, but not all Israel can walk in this. Y'all said, I put some in the people, and I've connected them to a nut that's willing to do everything that I've decreed in him to do, and is willing to allow the manifest in him everything that I've said in the word. Where the works and needs you going to do? He said, I gave him a nut to follow. I'm just saying a nut because he used the foolish thing to confound the wise. To wake you up and to get each one of you to understand that there is something in you that fascinates y'all. And he ready to see it. You got the nerve. You got the nerve and the audacity to try to stay average. I just want to be the average. I'm going to say it this way. We don't claim to be so, but I just want to say it just for the sake of the conversation. I just want to be this average Christian. I just want to go to church. You know, I don't want to make the devil mad. You know, I don't want to get too much. I just want to go in and just get in the word and go home and do like all the other Christians do. Not me. It's too much. I'm going to say it like I heard it. It's too, I mean falling, but I'm going to say it like I heard it. It's too much burning in me. It's overflowing. It's bubbling. It's too much in me to stay average. Every time I try to stay average, the above average oozes out. Every time I try to say, I'm just going to be like the regular preachers, and I'm just teach what they teach it, and it's just something keeps boiling up out of me. It's, you know, it's like the prophet. Every time I decide I ain't going to say nothing about y'all no more, it's just like fire shut up in my bones, and I can't contain myself. So I say this. If you've been a little bit disappointed lately, it's because God is stirring the stuff up in you that's in you because he's trying to bring that fascination out of you that he want to be impressed with. So I say this, and I'm going to get ready to close if y'all don't have nothing else to say. You ought to be concerned if you're sitting around all satisfied right now. What y'all doing, his last day carries up this mess of the kingdom, the message of the kingdom. These people who he raised up in the last days, they are not content. We have been on the weary side because there's something going on in us that makes us say it's something more. And God stirring up that more in us to produce what he has, put in us so he can sit back and say, boy, look at my baby's worth this thing. I'm just so impressed and fascinated. I am marveling out of my mind, so to speak. So, if all you can do is hear this and walk out still being content, I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to the one that Yah is stirring up something in them to make them say, you know what? It's more to this than this. There's a holy zeal almost to the point to where it causes frustration because Yah is stirring up something deep down in each one of our belly, the inward part of us, that calls us to say, it's greatness in me and I'm going to die if I can't bring it up. If I can't bring it up out of me. I'd rather die than to be anything less than what Yah has called me to be. Average is just not, I ain't never wanted to be average in nothing. If I'm throwing rocks, I want to be the best rock thrower that can throw a rock. I don't care what it is. Y'all have put greatness in each one of us, and we have to position ourselves where it be stirred up so that y'all can be fascinated with us on a daily basis. So y'all allow that generator to blow up in my face just so he can sit back and say, boy, look at my boy work this thing. No fear. No panic. And the first thing this nut says is as soon as it go down, he connects to me and says, okay, y'all, why is this happening? You know how we do, we ran all upstairs, I'm just saying we, in our natural state, we ran all upstairs and halfway down the street and got the fire department, Channel News, and Fox 4 and 5, 8 and all of them up there, all because the generator on fire, now everything all jacked up, folks trying to be nosy now. The fire truck done came out, put the fire out, and then they done tried to build a flat. Folks don't know they'll be. Y'all said, boy, he's home. I put it in there. Y'all hear me? I'm finished. Anybody got something to say? Any questions, comments, anything? We good? So each one of us understand that he has put something in each one of you. He's stirring it up. You're going to become more and more, if I'm saying the word correctly, discontent. Don't start saying, man, it's more. I'm breeding for the kingdom. I can't help it. I'm breeding. I can't never get fooled. I'm just grossly greedy when it comes down to seeing the kingdom manifest in my life. I'm just greedy. I can't never get enough of something going on from the perspective of the kingdom manifested in my life. I ain't satisfied with just status quo when it comes to the kingdom. I'm just greedy as I can get. I can't never get enough.
Pastor?
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say that I'm so grateful for the experience that you had today and how the Lord brought you out of it, because under ordinary circumstances, it could have been catastrophic. But because, you know, God was using you and he brought you through this whole experience unscathed, that's just mind-blowing. So I'm just very grateful tonight for you and your life and your relationship with Yah.
Amen. You know, and from even Mama Coe saying that could have been catastrophic. That could have caught me on fire. Caught me on fire. I'm in the basement. Nobody can hear me. I'm in the basement burning. It could have been catastrophic. It could have got in my eyes, could have been able to see nothing and just been on fire down there burning. Yah is the source of all things. He is the only reason why I sit before you tonight not having a blemish nowhere. He is the source. He made it, as in allowed it to happen in order to manifest this here on tonight. Everything is divine will of Yah. Everything Yah has control of. I'm going to take a generator and burn it up just so I can make this boy preach what he preached. Now, I didn't know what I was going to talk about tonight. Didn't have a clue. When I sit down here and open up the computer, I didn't have a clue what I was going to talk about tonight. Not one clue.
You could also have been damaged by the smoke inhalation.
Yeah, because the building's full of smoke. Matter of fact, same thing is coming back as you say that. When I left, I didn't realize how much smoke was in the building, so I went up out of it and got on the first floor to go out the front door, and I was like, I turned around and looked, I said, God, there's all this smoke in here. It was the first floor, so I didn't go up on the top. The first floor was completely smoked out to the point where you couldn't even hardly see the window. I didn't even know it was that much smoke in that building. That's true. And it was black smoke. Completely filled that whole building. You know we got a lot of buildings. For that to completely fill it, and I not even realize it until I come up on the second floor. When I came up on the first floor to take the equipment out, that's when I realized how smoky it was. When I went back in the basement, it was even worse than I didn't know it was just smoked up down there. So I'm down here breathing this stuff for 45 minutes and no nothing whatsoever. Nothing. No lung problems, no nothing. And I'm breathing smoking gas. Smoking gas and oil all that time. Don't tell me y'all don't sit on this throne. All right, so I want y'all to you know, I'm gonna change that. Y'all wanted y'all to hear that, to be encouraged, and to know that you really do live for the one true and only God, Yah Himself, the Most High, the Supreme, the one and only, the primary, the cause of all things that exist on the planet. Satan gets no credit for nothing going on around here. Alright, anybody else? Any questions, comments, anything? It was good. You know, I was thinking about Brim once. I even texted him about it, and Brim was like, and that's what I like about wisdom. I texted Brim about it, and Brim was like, man, he said, man, I do that all the time. So wisdom now has went across, and now that information can be shared. Look here, man, make sure that if you're pouring gasoline into some kind of engine and that engine is hot, you can spark that thing, man. Look what that wisdom now has. Look how many lives can be saved from that wisdom now. So Brent can share with people. I got the guy who's doing the construction stuff up there. He's telling all his guys. Now this information can get out. and people will be very much curled because, you know, how many of us, you know, for whatever reason or another, have been running some form of engine and it ran out of gas, and we put gas in it knowing that the engine was hot, even if it was gas, a lawnmower, anything. It was hot, we just pouring gas in it. That could be money. Ignite and explode, just like it did. You completely lit up, just like that. And so that wisdom is out there now, and now everybody that I come in contact with will have understanding. You know, people that you come in contact with, you have understanding. You don't see somebody doing that there. You let them know, hey, be careful. Because the engine is still hot. It can spark something. This is what happened to myself for doing that. Okay? We good? Right there? All right. But Father Yah, we thank you for just enlightening us on everything that was discussed on tonight. I thank you for your presence and how you deal with us as a ministry, how you show your love in your word, concerning your word, and also in your actions. And I just want you to know that we are just as fascinated, even more fascinated with you as you are with us. And because as you manifest the things in us and see it come to pass, we're even fascinated to see that you will use filthy rags such as us, so to speak, for your glory. You know, you don't need us, we need you. And it comes full circle to know that once we realize that we need you, then we also understand that you need us to a certain facet to bring about your glory in this earth. And we accept the assignment, we receive it, and we look very much forward to showing you off to the world. Manifest yourself in us on a daily basis. In the wonderful name of our Savior, Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.